We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
She called pest control, and when she was sprayed, she never was bothered again.
Hello, Memphis, Tennessee. You are in tune to WIXR 91.7 FM or WIXR.org. Thank you all for supporting us during our pledge drive last week. Killer Diller. And we got a jazz show today. Kind of a late thought. And I grabbed some of my favorite jazz records and some jazz records from my collection that I didn't even know I had. Gonna kick it off with, we had some vibes on the show a couple weeks ago when Trey was sitting in. So we're gonna hear some Milt Jackson with Oscar Peterson. Let's kick it off there and see what happens on the Idol.
That's it, gentlemen. All right. All right now. Sit back now. Relax. Let your mind unwind. Let the cobwebs and fog slip on out of your ears and slide on down your shoulders.
But before we go any further, I want to know how's everybody feeling? All right. All right. All right. We finna get
Support for WYXR comes from the American Institute of Architects Memphis chapter, presenting the Icon Design Auction on Saturday, April 26 at 6:30 p.m. The event will feature live entertainment, food, beverage, and items in both a silent and live auction. Proceeds benefit CIV, the Center for Architecture and Design, whose programming aims to capture the imaginations of area youth and track them into design-related careers. More information and tickets to the event can be found at aiamemphis.org.
Support for WIXR and the 2025 Stereo Sessions comes from Independent Bank, serving Memphis, its businesses, and the greater community. You can find more information on how iBank can help you navigate your financial journey and hear client stories at i-bankonline.com.
Support for WIXR comes from Ballet Memphis, presenting Angels in the Architecture, April 25th through April 27th at GPAC. The final production of the 38th season, Angels in the Architecture explores notions of man and woman through contemporary ballet, set to Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring. Tickets and more information at balletmemphis.org.
Wonder what track that is. Not what I thought I was playing, but let's play it and see. Because jazz is a bunch of different things, and that was the point of that set. Kicking it off with Oscar Peterson Trio with Milt Jackson from the album Very Tall on Verve Records. We heard the Cannonball Adderley song, The Work Song. Milt Jackson on Vibes, followed by a mambo track from Bobby Sanabria from his album Big Band Urban Folk Tales. We heard the 57th Street Mambo. And then we got funky with Gray Boy, the DJ Gray Boy featuring Carl Denson doing Unwind Your Mind on a collection called Home Cooking. Features Carl Denson, I think I said that. Jazz, baby. It's Jazz Month here in the USA. And you know, the funny thing about jazz is you find it filed under blues, or you find blues filed under jazz. You know, categories. But we're going to celebrate some jazz artists today during the USA's Jazz Month. Got a special guest going to join me in a few minutes. David Less bringing in some Memphis jazz. And we'll be here to talk about that and talk about another jazz show coming up. Making an announcement on the radio. Before we do that, let's go to Bird, Charlie Yardbird Parker, and Dizzy Gillespie. They got together. Here we go. Let's just fade that one out and bring up Bird and Diz doing an alternate take of Leapfrog. Thank you. Playing jazz here on WYXR in the Idle Hour here with Robert Gordon. Jazz Month. We just heard Fast B-Flat Blues from Lester Young live in Washington, D.C. in 1956. Preceded that with, Burdened Is. That's right. I think I announced that going in. So, David Less, welcome back to the Idle Hour. Hang on. There you are.
Try all right, now. I'll lean in. How about that?
You can do that all you want, but if I don't turn the volume up, it ain't going to work. I've turned the volume up.
Well, that works better, doesn't
it? That works better.
It works better.
And in honor of Jazz Month, you brought us some jazz to listen to. And also, we've cooked up a new little series, program series here in the Crosstown building at Memphis Listening Lab. Why don't you, let's talk about the series first. Maybe we'll touch on the series at the end and have a jazz sandwich in the middle.
Why not? Sounds good. You want to talk about the series or you want me to?
I'll start it off and you tell about the guest. We're going to have a little, we both were talking about having unreleased recordings and video and whatnot, and we thought we would, and David has been coming on here for the past several months, once a month, on occasional visits to share unreleased tracks from his archive, and we thought maybe we would take that one step further, continue this ongoing monthly visit, but also begin an occasional series at the Memphis Listening Lab where we will feature unreleased tracks and talk about them. And you wrangled a very special guest for the first one.
Well, yeah, my friend John Snyder is coming in town, and we thought that would be an opportunity to kick the series off. It's called Echoes in a Room, and it will be April the 26th, which is a Saturday. Coming up, I guess, not this Saturday, but the next one.
Right.
John Snyder is a phenomenal jazz record producer, and we thought, well, it's Jazz Month, and John's coming in town, and we don't have a better reason to start, so let's start with that one. John has produced over 750 albums.
Let's just pause there for a second, because that's a remarkable achievement, you know? I mean, I know him through, I think, a Buddy Guy record.
Probably.
And just 750 records from across the spectrum. Lots of jazz.
Lots of blues.
Lots of blues.
Yeah. He's done everybody. I mean, he started at Creed Taylor, CTI, in the 70s. He graduated from law school, went to New York. As we all did. I graduated and went to New York. Excuse me. And, you know, I got tired of not being able to eat and not being able to get into jazz clubs and listen to things. But he wrangled a job with Creed Taylor and was in the business producing right away. Then he went to Atlantic during the great jazz years of Atlantic, worked with Nesswee Erdogan and produced records there, and produced records for everybody. He's done everybody from Bobby Short to Ornette Coleman,
mm-hmm.
Cecil Taylor.
Chet Baker. Etta James.
I mean, it's a remarkable, remarkable list of people that he's worked with and recorded with. And he has these crazy stories. I mean, I've known him for, we are not sure how long, but it's been 30 years at least that he and I have been friends, and we'll sit and talk, and he'll say, yeah, you know, and Ron Carter and I were living together in the Village, and we did that. And I go, wait a minute, Ron Carter and you, you know, yeah, you know, or Ornette and I were on tour together, and we did, wait a minute, Ornette Coleman and you were on, yeah. So he has these unbelievable stories. He's been everywhere and done everything with everybody, and we're just fortunate. He happens to be coming to town for a visit, and I thought, you know, I'm going to ask my friend John to kick this series off in style.
So that'll be Saturday, April 29th, 6
26.
P.m. 26.
26, yes.
Saturday the 26th at 6 p.m.
6 p.m., yeah. So it'll be a rare opportunity. If you like jazz, why wouldn't you be there? I mean, it's not like, you know, it was not easy to get him, and we're still negotiating what he's going to bring because
too much stuff.
You saw the email today. It's like, okay, what are you going to bring? Well, I could bring this, or I could bring that, or just bring what you want.
Yeah, and tell the stories. He started telling stories in the email. I was like, okay, this is going to be a good program. I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be amazing.
So tell us what you brought for us today.
Well,
from your archives.
Well, from my archives, you know, I try to bring things that I would play in my living room to people that no one's ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
So back the 75th anniversary of the Shell, the Overton Park Shell, they asked me to do a show commemorating that. The Shell was begun in 1936 is when it was opened. So I had this bright idea, which was in fact not a very bright idea, but was an idea that we would do music from 1936. And so we put together a big band, Sam Shoup and Gary Topper and I. And we had them do arrangements. And I produced the show, and I searched for songs that came out that year. they did original arrangements of most of the songs. One song was actually an arrangement from Sam Shoup's father's big band.
Wow.
That they had done. And so we put the band together, and we did the show, and we did it like it was a 1936 radio broadcast. Tom Prestigiacomo was the offstage announce.
Mm-hmm.
We had three or four singers, I think, and it would be like, ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Hurt sings, and Kelly would come out in her evening gown and sing two songs, and she'd go back, and the band would play Moonlight in Havana, you know, which came out that year, and they'd do an instrumental, and then somebody else, and we got the best musicians in town, which means we got the best musicians, period. And so we had a great big band, Tony Thomas, and we ended up, it was Tony Thomas and Sam Shoup and Tom Leonardo with a rhythm section. We did not have a name for the band. There just wasn't a name because mm-hmm. it was a one-time thing. At the end, we ended up calling them the Dog Police Big Band. and so this is the Dog Police Big Band. It's Kelly Hurt. This song I found, I haven't heard another version of it. It's called Was I Drunk? And it's Kelly Hurt singing Was I Drunk? With the Dog Police Big Band from our show in whatever year 1936 plus 75 is.
A sweet young thing at 15 thought I'd step out one night alone to get the thrill in life I'd missed. I met a youth a bit uncouth, although he seemed alright. I knew him but a moment when we kissed. When I got home next day with a swollen head, my boyfriend asked, did I get drunk? And I said, was I drunk? Was he handsome? And did my mom give me hell? Did I get a thrill? And am I all a quiver? Was he bold? Did I care? Am I glad I fell? Every time I think of him, do I shiver? Was he hot? And was I? And would he go? But maybe he would not. Did I lie? Did he still think I'm a baby? If I was, am I still? Do I care? Don't be silly. Was I drunk? Was he handsome? And did my mom give me hell? With his hands loose, There is no refusing. Did he fight? Was I blue? And almost shame to tell. I don't know yet the system he was using. I said, stop, please behave. Now what's the use in taking? He said, give, so I gave. After all, what was I saving?
All right, David. Nice step there.
Thanks.
And you say you're doing another one of these shows in next year for the... What would that be? What anniversary is that?
That'd be the 90th. We haven't really started on it. In fact, I haven't talked to Sam. I talked to Gary, but Sam... This would be a surprise for Sam.
Hold it.
Yeah, you know, we'll see if next year's a long way off. Next September's a long time away, so we'll
I like to think of it that way.
I like to think of it too, but I got a lot going on between now and next September. We'll see where I am, but I've been asked to do it again, so we'll see.
Well, cool. Well, thank you for bringing the Kelly Hurt on. It's always great to hear from your archives. Let's remind people again about our special program at Memphis Listening. You came up with a great name for it. Tell them the name of the series.
Actually, Jim came up with the name for it. Echoes in a Room. I don't know what that means, but I do like it. It sounds very intriguing.
Yes.
Echoes in a room. I thought it was cool. Probably cooler than the event. certainly cooler than either of us.
Well, don't stay away yet.
Right. But no, I think it's going to, I mean, certainly it'll be great with John Snyder. I mean, mm-hmm. John, like I said, if you like jazz, you know, if you have any interest in jazz, John's been around it and been with everybody, and the stories that he tells are absolutely remarkable. And it, by the way, it is not a lecture. It's not, you know, we'll play music, we'll play stuff, but audience interaction is really a big part of this. I mean, you'll have an opportunity to ask questions and interact with us and with John.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're going to be, you know, talked down to or talked to. You'll have an opportunity to say, you know, like I did, wait a minute, you shared a place in the village with Ron Carter. Come on, you know.
No, it's going to be, I could tell from the emails that he's got, you know, a wealth of material and a wealth of stories, and that he's a good storyteller himself. So if you have an interest in jazz and anything from Ornette Coleman to Chet Baker, Etta James to...
Junior Wells.
Yeah. There you go. Come on out, and we'll hear stories from John Snyder. Once again, April 26th at the Memphis Listening Lab in the Crosstown Concourse, 6 p.m. Robert Gordon and David Less hosting Echoes in a Room debut episode with John Snyder. And David, thank you once again for bringing your archives, and look forward to seeing you in 3 or 4 weeks.
Thanks.
Well, see you in a couple weeks sooner, but see you on the radio in 3 or 4 weeks.
There you go. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, always a pleasure. Let's hear from one of the early electric guitarists. One of the great jazz men, Charlie Christian, here with the Benny Goodman Band doing their version of Stardust. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Thank you.